Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is something monumental going on in the city tomorrow. You know what it is, Crowder?
Ultra.
No, I think that's over. I think that's come and gone. There's a huge sports happening tomorrow in Miami, Crowder.
Inter Miami.
New stadium is opening.
I thought you were talking about the Wizards back in town to face Bam Adebayo.
I see that you are trying to single-handedly turn this into a drama-filled game. I saw you post a video with Simone Fontecchio. I love that. I don't know why people are doing this with Fontecchio. I understand why. He's the only person to have teamed with another player to score 100 points, right, Solana? Is that like
second highest scoring duo in the history of the NBA for a single game? Bam Adebayo and Simone Fontecchio, 101 points they combined.
And like Solana puts this video up of him with Simone Fontecchio at shoot-around today, and it's like, you will forever be known for this 83-point performance with Bam, because you and I but there, Solana's not the only one doing that, but I do find that funny that somehow Simone Fontecchio has been lumped into the 83-point game.
Simone.
Just so you know, I asked for Bam in a bio. They're like, nah,
it's
he's
very
good.
And I'm
like,
all right. No, listen, no explanation needed.
What's the other angle I can go with for the pregame show tomorrow? So if you want to tune into my combo with Simone tomorrow at 1:45.
Did you ask him about Italy not qualifying for the World Cup?
Yes. And in fact, I wasn't sure if he would take offense to me asking him about it, because we've talked soccer in the past. Like I told him from Uruguay, we've talked soccer in the past off air, just me and him kind of shooting the bleep. And I said, hey, do you mind if I get a couple questions about Italy, the Azzurri? And he's like, oh, all right, sure. We could play. I have the video if you want. We could play it later.
All right, play it later. Let's do that for 15 minutes of heat. I'm curious. He's got to be despondent, right? All Italian fans are despondent.
He was very even keel about it. I was trying to get some emotion out of him, but he was cool. Like, he gave me, you know, whatever he could muster up. But, yeah, he's clearly disappointed.
He's surprised he gets a one-on-one. He's Simone Fontecchio. He can talk about anything.
Anyway, new stadium opens tomorrow. Inter Miami's first match there. Chris Whittingham is going to join us today to talk about that. Will Manso is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour from new stadium. They've got a live special at 8 p.m. tonight on Local 10. Show you all around the new stadium. I'm watching the Marlins game as we start here. They're losing 2-1 to the Yankees right now in the top of the second. I think Xavier Edwards led off the game with a ding-dong for the Marlins. And then was it Aaron Judge who hit the two-run dinger for the Yankees? Somebody hit a dinger. I don't have my phone next to me.
Yuri on the bump?
Yuri is on the bump. I do have a five-leg parlay on this. One of the legs is over 7.5, 2-1 in the second. I'm feeling good about that. I have the Marlins to win. I think I've got to look at my phone. I think I've got Yuri over 4Ks maybe. I think I have Liam Hicks to get a hit. And I know everyone wants me to lay off Liam Hicks because they feel like I they feel like I kind of jinx anyone who I start to root for. And by the way, Matt Mervis has been released by the Nationals organization.
Crazy.
And no, let me tell you something.
Crazy.
For the Nationals to do that to one of Major League's only Jewish players on Passover.
Crazy.
Shame on you, Washington Nationals. Shame on you.
They should have waited until Monday.
You've got a whole bunch of other days to tell Matt Mervis you're going to pass over his services. You didn't need to do it on Passover. That's cold.
Should have done it Wednesday night.
Well, started Wednesday night. Wednesday afternoon, you know, I mean, already, you can't have bread, and now you don't even have an organization. It's a terrible week for Matt Mervis.
He just lost his check. Now he don't have to buy bread either. It's kind of a blessing.
Mark Anthony will sing the national anthem at New Stadium tomorrow. The place holds a little over 26,000 people. And it's Inter Miami hosting Austin FC. That is a 7:30 start tomorrow. Game will be on Apple TV. We'll talk with Chris Whittingham about it. We've got our final pair of tickets for the Eagles. Eagles are coming to Hard Rock Live in May. We've been giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. Today, we will give away the pair at 4:40. Today, we will give away a pair of Eagles tickets at 4:40. If you don't win tickets, you can purchase them at casino.hardrock.com or go to Ticketmaster or just search it up. But we will give away our final pair of Eagles tickets at 4:40 this afternoon. If you're watching on the stream, you see it's just me, Crowder, and Solana. No Jimmy. Jimmy's abuela has passed away. We know that she had been sick for a while, but she passed away peacefully last night. And so obviously we extend our condolences to Jimmy and the entire Garcia family, and hope that he's back at work in no time after he goes through what no family enjoys going through, but it is a part of life.
Well, that's what I told him. Go find Randy. He's having a good time up there. They'll have a good time together.
Yeah, I told him, don't find Lyle or Sandy right now because it's Passover. They can't have bread. So wait a week. Wait a week for them. Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Unless you're the Solanas and your Passover dinner includes only items with bread.
It's crazy. Solana's Passover dinner on Wednesday night, or was it last night? When did you guys do it?
We did it last night.
Yeah, so we did it Wednesday night, although we had the leftovers last night. But Solana's, they had empanadas, which certainly is leavened bread. It's not unleavened. And they had lasagna, the noodles, that's leavened bread. It was very out of the ordinary. Now, I will tell you this. Yesterday, we were off yesterday. I had, you know, my order of avocado toast in the morning. So I didn't exactly follow through on scripture word for word. But admittedly, Italiano had no matzah. So I didn't want to embarrass them.
So Solana, you just had a cookout.
We had a cookout.
They did. They completely had just a cookout.
The best part, Crowder, about that entire thing was that my mom, my mom's Jewish, my dad's not. My mom left the bread purchase to my dad. Like, hey, go buy us some matzah for dinner tonight. We can't have bread. My dad walked into Publix, saw the sourdough was buy one, get one free, bought two sourdoughs and brought it back home.
I love Eduardo, man. I love Eduardo.
I love him too.
But yeah, I've got about 8 pounds of lasagna at home. If any of you want some leftovers, just come over to Casa Solana.
Should have asked Simone Fontecchio. You want to come over for Passover? We're having lasagna.
It was Aaron Judge, Hawk, who hit the two-run dinger. So it is the Yankees right now leading bottom of the second. Yuri is still out there. And
just walk Jazz Chisholm.
I have his number, too.
We know. And if Ricky Nolasco gets up in the pen, I'll be sure to let you know. Or whoever you're friends with.
Dan Ugla.
So is this your new, like, thing when we're talking baseball? You just wait until we utter the name of somebody whose number you have in your contact list?
You say, OX got him a homie, huh?
I did.
Yep, got his number, too. A lot of my friends look the same.
Well, Dan Ugla.
Ugla got some swag.
So tomorrow is the Inter-Miami game. There's already conversations about Carmageddon just based on the fact that it's near the airport and it's a Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. I just get this out of the way now. Are either of you concerned about not just traffic, but the surrounding area? Because obviously the stadium inside looks beautiful. Like, it looks gorgeous. It's almost 100% completed. But the surrounding area of the stadium clearly does not look fit to hold 20-plus thousand cars. And I'm just concerned about how that's going to play out tomorrow.
Well, I believe there's only parking for 4,500 or 5,000 because you don't have a car a person.
Yeah.
So I there's not, you know, if there's Carmageddon tomorrow, that's not going to be the norm. It's going to be because the surrounding areas just aren't ready for ingress and egress, which is very important, very important topic for anyone who goes to live events. But I don't think there will be a problem when all the infrastructure is situated. I don't think there will be a problem with a 26,000-seat stadium.
Right.
Tomorrow there may be. Not only is it not totally completed in the surrounding areas, this is going to be their first time hosting that many people at once. This isn't a soft opening because this is a tough ticket to get. They're expensive. Yeah. So there's going to be a convergence of cars that they haven't run it through yet at this level. So I would go early and I would pack your patience.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Omaha steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yes. And the police force that are going to help park and all that stuff, they had to think about it. After the Marlins Stadium, it's one of the reasons I don't go to more baseball games, because of the ingress and egress from that damn stadium where it's built. So I'm hoping that as they build this beautiful stadium, they've thought about that and they have different options on where to send people, if they're cutting off roads, going one ways, doing something to make the ingress and egress better than damn Marlins Stadium.
You know, you talk about the Marlins game. First of all, there's a couple of things at play there. It's a four-story parking garage. That's never easy to get out of when everyone leaves at once. But secondly, that site where the Marlins is, remember, that was the Orange Bowl. When I used to go to games there, there were 70,000 people, not 20,000, 70,000 people, and there weren't any extra streets. There wasn't any extra. Like, you want to talk about ingress and egress, go back to the days of the Orange Bowl at that same site where Lone Depot Park is. Honk your horn. Have fun.
I just trust that smart people are involved in this one, and they tried. They have a plan. Like, I think they have a plan.
But I don't think so. You know, you ever leave a Panthers game? They force everyone to go right on 136th, or they force you to go left, and it's like, well, wait a second. It goes both ways. Like, and then if I start going right and I want to go the other way to get on the Sawgrass rather than take Sunrise, I got to make a U-turn. I don't think they always think this stuff through very well. I think they just do whatever's convenient for them.
They just choose on game day.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's like willy-nilly. Like, you think that there's like, you know, this NASA control center, and they've you know, done simulations for the last year. And I feel like it's more like, I don't know, me tomorrow morning looking at like an overhead shot going, well, I think if I just have everyone go this way.
But I think the Dolphins do a good job. If you're on the east side, you have to go on the turnpike. You can go down to the west, but now you have to get on University. I think the Dolphin Stadium does a great job of directing traffic.
Sometimes, because it's decent if you know where you're going, or if you happen to be shoved in the direction that you need to go. But if you get shoved in the wrong direction, like, especially, like, I think the Dolphins, if you miss your entrance and then you end up a little bit, what is it, west, I guess, of the stadium, like, you're screwed.
Oh, if you pass University?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, curtains.
It's curtains.
Yeah, you're getting robbed. But turn.
No, but you see can't.
That big ass, it's not that easy. Turn.
But you can't. You can't, because there's already a line coming the other way. So you
and
can't
then
make
going the other way. It's not like they let you turn across traffic to get in the stadium. Now I'm making circles from Aventura Mall to University Drive.
It's tough at the Heat Stadium too. I like, God bless anybody who parks at Bayside, who parks underneath the arena. I get it. You want to be as close as possible. Like, I get all that stuff. But good luck leaving, because downtown Miami right now, it took me 40 minutes to get from Kaseya Center to our building. It should take me 8 minutes to get here.
Crazy.
But it's just because there's construction everywhere. In downtown Miami, high-rise going up. And then you get to 95, and they're building this massive overhead that is never going to get finished, let's be honest.
Wait till the casinos start opening.
It's going to be beautiful, though. That arches, overdrag.
Yeah, the arches.
Oh, my goodness. That looks so cool. Yeah. A lot of you, like, you drive scary, though. You like you'll sit in the middle somewhere for a long time.
You look like you drive with just no regard for anybody, and I can't stand that. I can't.
Only car on the road. No horn, no lights.
We know how Hawk drives. He runs right into every column.
I'm the only person on the road. I don't even care if there's an impediment.
Boom, 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 boom. What's that noise?
I'm on 95. I'm like, look at me again. No one else on the road.
Because I love that Hawk's the guy. He's like, oh, I'm never passenger. I'll never go in anybody else's car.
I won't.
Oh, I got to drive everywhere because I'm the safest driver. And in the Nolan garage, the garage is on the ground because Hawk took out all the pillars.
No, oh, trust me. Trust me. If someone else was driving, they'd have hit that pole 6-7 times.
He knocked his building down.
Yeah, I won't drive with someone else. I don't like that.
No, I mean, Hawk, you know, my grandma used to go through the same thing. She used to hit in her building in Aventura. She used to hit the columns all the time. Her Audi was beat up, but she also had Alzheimer's. So she probably shouldn't have been driving.
Well, these, admittedly, in my building, the posts are way too thick.
Right.
They are. They don't need to be as boxy and concrete-y as they are.
They don't need that much support, do they, Hawk?
I don't think that they're even – I think they're more decorative than support. My own personal opinion. Trust me, I'm going to look into it.
I don't like riding with people.
I got to be in control.
Solana tried that sometime. We were going to Funky Buddha, and he was like, oh, I'm headed that way. I'll pick you up on the way. And then, I'm a grown man. I'll just meet you at Funky Buddha. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't like it. Even if I'm like going with friends from Boca to a Heat game, I'm always like, yeah, I'll meet you down there. I'll get enough parking passes for everyone. I don't want to make small talk. I don't got time for that.
Yeah, I'm with
bases you. Loaded for the Yankees here in the bottom of the second. Only one out. Yuri's having some issues.
Then I have a lot of gum in my car. People always just take it upon themselves to take my gum like I'm an Uber driver. That's not your gum. That's my gum.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.